European leaders this week began addressing concerns about the global economy and especially the growing number of countries facing bankruptcy. With Greece overdrawn and no one eager to foot the bill, Europe's messy debt crisis has exposed a fundamental weakness among the 16 countries that share the euro. Irene Lagan spoke with Erwin Steltzer, the director of economic policy studies at the D.C.-based Hudson Institute and a columnist for the Wall Street Journal and Sunday Times of London, about the long-term effect the financial crisis will have.
It does seem that we're in a situation in which sovereign debt is now being looked at more suspiciously by investors than ever before. Nobody imagined whole countries would go bankrupt, or at least not whole major countries. Now, the other thing is, how do we get out of this? It seems to me what's going to happen is we will get a period in which governments will borrow a lot less. They will have to start paying down their debt. Economists would call it fiscal austerity. Gradually, the ability of governments to borrow will be curtailed because investors will want higher and higher interest rates. That's not a bad thing, but what it will do is slow down growth. So I think what you're likely to see is continued growth in, let's say, in a lot of African economies, to continued growth in China, India, and those countries, because they are in better shape. They have not borrowed quite as much. And you will see slower growth in Europe and in America. It will take us a long time, but the world is not ending. We will have slow growth. We will not live as well as we thought we would for the next, I would say, 5 years. And then we will resume, I think, moving forward at a better clip.
What effect will this financial crisis have on aid to developing and poor nations?
There's two kinds of aid. There's aid from government to government, which every study I've ever seen shows is pretty useless. What really matters is private philanthropy. And there's no sign that, at least from America, that private philanthropy, for instance, for Haiti, isn't going in a huge flow. The question is, can it be spent efficiently, which is very difficult in a crisis? I think the thing that has to happen is the aid has to be made more efficient.